Thanks for the request.
Yeah, y'all.
That's cool.
Someone wanted to know how to donate if they don't have Venmo or PayPal. Kathy, you know? Is the tip jar on Facebook? Is it go through that? Is that what it goes through? Oh, they don't have tip jar on Facebook. Well, I thought they had a button, a donate button. Oh, sorry, y'all.
You could send a check if you want to.
You could send a check to Russell Carter Artist Management.
Yeah, or RCAM.
RCAM, R-C-A-M.
R-C-A-M. Or Indigo Girls. And we promise we'll get it in the hands of the right people. And the address is 567 Ralph McGill. That's M as in Mary, C-G-I-L-L. McGill, Ralph McGill Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30312.
Yeah, you could just write it to Russell, to RCAM or to
or Indigo
Girls.
We'll
give it to the crew.
And just put in the ledger, you know,
crew.
And we'll know.
Also, I wanted to tell you guys, we have a really special chat coming up. I hope your brains can hold on. It's like a lot. We tell you a lot of things, sorry, but this is important. There's a guy in North Georgia in a kind of a rural district near where I live named Daniel Blackman, and he is an amazing activist. He's a black man who has done a lot of work on social justice and environmental justice, which is most importantly. And he lives in a county that, in a district that's very hard to run in for just quite frankly, for a black man.
Mm-hmm.
But he has made so many inroads and so many allies, and he builds bridges with other people, and he's very, like, he just has this way of disarming people, and he brings people around in that area that normally, I mean, you might see a Trump sign and a Daniel Blackman sign in the same yard. Like, he's so good at communicating that he can communicate with the people that you would not normally think would be easy to communicate with, mm-hmm. about being a Democrat, I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
So he erases that political line, is what I'm trying to say, which I think is really cool. Daniel Blackman. So Emily and I are going to do a chat with him because he's running for public service commissioner in Georgia. And I know a lot of people don't live in Georgia, but that I've just come to the realization about how important that position is.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yep.
Because they control, like, utilities and just things that happen in your community. And you can be so much more environmental as a community if you have a good public service commission. Would that be a good way to say it?
Yeah, and as it stands in Georgia, it's really an old boys network. There's a tremendous woman named Lindy Miller who ran for it in the last election for a different seat, but for public service commissioner. And she and Daniel support each other. And it's really about energy justice, that position.
It's energy justice. So we're going to do a chat with him. And our special guest as well is going to be the amazing Winona LaDuc. So
Woo!
We'll be doing it through Zoom, through Facebook. And it's going to be the 29th, which is a Tuesday, which is different for us.
Yep.
It's a Tuesday night on the 29th.
We'll post about it again.
And I think it's at 7 o'clock.
Eastern.
And Eastern time. And it's going to be really fun because I don't know. He's a really cool guy. He's fun to talk to. I met him recently. I texted him at like midnight and asked him to come speak at a rally the next morning that I was helping to do, and he did it. So I was like, I said, like, you're the greatest guy for doing that. But he's a great speaker and just super fun, and his wife is awesome. Anyway, okay, I'm reading through these comments so that we know. Oh, okay. Lisa's wife, Callie, it's her birthday today. Oh, we don't know Free and You.
No.
Or all that we let in right now. But happy birthday, Callie. And thanks from Milwaukee. Hope you guys are doing okay in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, somebody commented about the song on NPR. Check out Indigo Girls Morning Edition. There's a new song that we wrote together that they played today on that. There's a hurricane rolling into Georgia now as well. I see some people are having trouble picking it up. Yeah, there's a storm out there. Hope everybody in the Gulf area is doing okay. We've been thinking about y'all. God, there's so many things going on in this world right now.
There's an election coming up. in November. I'm going to vote as early as I can. I mean, I'm fortunate enough, I'm going to vote in person, but please don't forget to vote November 3rd, right? That's the day?
Well, you can vote early, so just think of it as...
That's the official election day, though, but I'm definitely going to vote early. If you can, please vote early.
All right, someone said that we broke the internet. Well, I don't know what to say.
Sorry if we broke the internet.
What is the name of the earlier song they said Elton John was part of? That song was called Love Song, I think.
Yeah.
Or we played by Elton John. Leslie Duncan wrote it, but Elton John sang it. It was Love Song. And then we played a song called Holiday Inn and Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's,
yeah,
right?
Three Elton Johns.
Three Elton John songs. And we played I Wish You Were Here and
Uncle Band.
Uncle John's Band. Sunny Day, Blackman writes, I'm committed to identifying and piloting various approaches to bring the benefits of solar power to low and middle income consumers that ensure a higher penetration of clean energy, which I think is amazing.
Yep.
Because it's a pretty penny to put solar power on your house. So it'd be good if it'd be more accessible. Do you want to do?
do you want to do Shit Kicking?
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
We should do songs that people know too, but. All right, we're going to play one song that's new, and then we'll do a couple old songs and stuff, or one old song, whatever. We also didn't do
Kickers. This
one. Sorry, Joy, if you want to do that.
Oh, nah.
That's all right. All right. God, I should have been tuning this the whole time I was talking. So we'll do so that we have that live chat on the 29th, and then we will plan another music show just for fun in October. We'll think of something. We'll think of a theme. Some kind of theme. I don't know. That's a good sounding guitar.
Yeah. This song was just... I mean, this guitar was sitting around and I had it forever, but I didn't really use it. It's a Martin from like the late 20s or early 30s. And you can't see this probably, but the strings are way up high off the neck, so it's good for slide. And Amy saw it and she had written the song Shit Kickin' for her album. And she said, "What's that? Try that."
I said, "What guitar is that? I've never seen that."
So I was like,
"In your arsenal of guitars?"
And then I got a pickup put in it, so now this is the one. Aaron, our guitar tech, he loves it when we add another guitar.
Well, you don't have to worry about it right now.
No.
But by the time we tour again, Aaron, we're going to have a lot of guitars because Emily is like,
I'm spreading my wings.
She's spreading her wings and buying some more guitars.